Good morning, everybody. Bishop Ed Akers here. I'm 945 Live. My weekly devotion, 15 minutes to give your week a jump start. And I hope that you're off to a good running start here in 2024. Today's an exciting day here at Victorious Living Church as we launch the new year in a new series called First Things First. And today I'm going to be preaching and speaking, probably more teaching, about the law of first. It's all through the Bible and probably one of the most important revelations and truths you and I must know is about God and His first in our lives and what that means and implies for us as children of God. Well, I want to talk about something else here for the next 15 minutes. I'm going to talk about a new year and nothing's changed. Here we are. We're now 7 days into a new year. Before you know it, we'll be saying goodbye to this year and hello to 2025. I'm just blessed to still be here in 2024. And thanking God for coming up on 64 years of life and the majority of that serving Him, knowing Him, and living my life under the shadow of His goodness and grace. And it's His grace that's got me here today. I'm thankful for a new year and a new season. But I'm reminded about something in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 9. Ecclesiastes, the book of the preacher, in the Old Testament. Chapter 1 and verse 9, it says, "That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun." The New Living Translation says, "History merely repeats itself. It has all been done before, and there's nothing under the sun that is truly new." I believe we put way too much stock in the changing of a calendar date. We give too much credence to superstitions surrounding the beginning of a new 365 days of our calendar. You know, in fact, in the Hebrew calendar, which predates our Roman-based calendar, the new year is October 2nd. And so for those who celebrate in Judaism or in the Jewish faith, they would have already celebrated their new year during Rosh Hashanah in October. And so this is just merely another calendar day. I don't mean to put water on your fire. I don't mean to dampen your energy and your decisions that you're making for a new year. But I want to remind you that even though we have had a date change, some things have not changed. And some things will never change. Number one, before I say the four things that haven't changed, sorry, I think it's important to know there's nothing mystical, powerful, or spiritual about the calendar changing days. We know God has seasons and times and festivals and feasts in the Bible. They were all precursors to revelation for us of what the ministry and life of Jesus Christ would be about. All of the Old Testament festivals and feasts wrapped around certain times of the year, all had something to do with revealing the coming Messiah. Now that He's come, we don't celebrate or hold these days, and all power to change, to transform, to have new life, all comes through Christ Jesus now, faith in Him, not in superstitions and calendar dates, not in soothsaying or fortune-telling. And there's a lot of fortune-telling going on every new year, even within the church. And we earmark this as a time to start fresh. And frustratingly, most people, by the time they get to mid-January, they realize they've already failed in most of their resolutions and promises to themselves. But there are some good things that will not change. I don't mean this to just be from a negative standpoint. Number one, God has not changed, and nor will He ever change. There are several things God cannot do. Some people say God can do anything. God can do whatever He wants. This is absolutely just not true according to Scripture. There are some things God cannot do because they go against His nature. One of those is to change. The Lord cannot change because if He could change, He would either increase or diminish. And He is always at the height of who He is. He's consistently the same. There's no variations or changing within Him. Jesus said, "I am the same," in Hebrews, "yesterday, today, and forever, and I will be with you even to the end of the age." That means He will never change until all things come to an end. And even then, He won't change. Just the age will change. I have great confidence in 2024 that I can walk in divine power, victory, grace, because Jesus Christ does not change. He was God in 1999, he's God in 1996, he was God in 1960 when I was born. He's the same God in 2024. So I'm thankful that a new year has come, the calendar date has changed, but God remains the same. Secondly, tied close to that is God's word and God's promises will not change. They are exactly the same as they were a week ago when we were writing 2023 on everything. And they're the same as they were in 1923 and 1723. God's promises are yes and amen to those who believe in him, to the power that works within them. This is consistent through all decades and generations. Praise God, God doesn't change, and his promises are the same as they've always been. I can access those promises to change my life in 2024, but I cannot expect those promises to change around my life. So I know that God doesn't change, and his promises also do not change. The third thing that doesn't change is the devil's hatred for you. He's going to come after you in 2024 as he did in 2023. I saw a popular woman minister that I know, and she posts a lot of things all the time. She's very popular on social media, and she posted, out with 2023, let's forget about all that stuff happened in 2023. 2024 has come. And if I remember right, this same ministry said the same thing in 2022 to 2023. Oh, out with 2022, and in comes 2023. A little reality check. It makes no difference what's happening to the calendar. It's what's happening inside you and me. And we can weather good years and bad years, and what we deem as good years or bad years, in every area of our life, if we'll trust God. But we know the devil is still seeking, roaming about, seeking whom he might devour. Well, make it up in your mind to continue to walk in faith with God so that in 2024 he cannot devour you, your finances, your life, your spirituality, your joy. Don't let him have it. But he's still after you in 2024. So stay on guard, be sober, be vigilant, the Bible says, for your adversary, the devil, roams about like a roaring lion seeking whom he might devour. Number four, you haven't changed yet. It's only been a week. I doubt that you've changed very much. Maybe you've changed your diet. That's usually one of the main things we're changing, especially after the indulgence of all the unhealthy holiday food. But you really haven't changed yet. If anything's going to change in 2024 in your life, the undesirable parts of your life, the parts that you struggle with, if any of that's going to change, you have to change. God's not changing. His promises aren't changing, and the devil's still coming after you. But you can change. You can change by making a commitment and a resolve to follow God's word and align every aspect of your life to him and his first place in my life. You can live one day at a time, changing one thing at a time. Maybe it's to be a better husband. Start working one day at a time. How to treat your wife better. How to make your attitude towards your marriage better. You want to be a better parent? Start one day at a time, learning, increasing your knowledge, and then acting on what you learn. Number three, be intentional about the relationship building in your life. The most important thing any human being can do is work on building healthy relationships. By being a healthy relator, you can help your relationship become healthy. Work on those relationships, your work career relationships, your business relationships, professional relationships, church relationships, spiritual relationship with God. Work on that. Improving those relationships will improve the value of your life and the experience that you have. Number four, finally, the thing you've got to change probably the most is your prayer life. If you want to change anything, you've got to change. God's not changing, his promises haven't changed, and the devil hasn't changed to come after you. But you can increase and better your prayer life. Some people think just praying more, oh, I got to pray more. If you could just improve your prayer life. In 2024, pray the Bible. In 2024, pray out loud when you pray. It's amazing people think they pray when they think in their head. That can be a thought, but prayer involves vocalization. The more you pray it out, the more you learn to pray. People say, I can't pray, I get distracted. But if you're talking to God, if you're speaking prayer, you won't be distracted. Work on those prayer lives this year. I believe that 2024 can be a great year. 2023 was in many ways. We had many great experiences, many highs, many great times in our family, many wonderful times in the ministry, in the church. There were down times. There were times that we struggled. There was financial hardships, or not hardships, but struggles or challenges. You know, instead of looking at it, all but have positive or negative experiences all year, you're going to have some challenging and some more challenging experiences. And you're going to be one of three people every day of your life in the room. Those who come through a problem, those who are going into a problem, or those who are in a problem. Everything in life involves going in and out of problems. But learning that God doesn't change, having faith, and not letting the devil steal from us will make 2024 a year that might have changed for you in the better. Well, God bless you. Have a great new year, and have a great day-by-day year rejoicing in the Lord. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Every day you give have been given is a day to rejoice. But you have to choose to do it, according to the scripture there. Join me at 10:45 live here. We got powerful worship lined up. And then this word I've just been eager to bring for the whole week. I'm just really ready to bring this word. I'm pregnant with it, they say. I'm ready to birth. I'm in labor. And I think we'll have a great time today. Also, this month of January here at Victorious Living, leadership has felt the leading of the Lord to have Sunday night services the entire month of January. So tonight at 6:30, we will regather for Nights of Victory. Nights of full-on just praise, worship, pressing in, ministry in the Spirit. Go a little deeper with God this year by launching the first month to be in church twice on Sunday. And watch what God can do in your heart and life. I hope all of you make the attempt to come out. Well, if you can't, watch us online again tonight. But God bless you. Have a great day. And I'll be coming with a report about 2023 for our Victorious Living International partners here in the next week or two. And I'll be unfolding our vision for the coming year. We've got great plans for Honduras, Pakistan, other parts of the world, and things that we're involved in, initiatives that are just getting off the ground. Well, God bless you. Go to victoriouslivinginternational.com to learn more about me and my ministry here as a global pastor from this local church. Go to vlcc.tv to learn more about Pastor Brent and Joni and their family and this local church here in Grove City, Ohio. We'd love to serve you and see you and know you and do life with you together. May God bless you. May God keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. And as 1 Corinthians 15:57 reminds us, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Love you.